We start in Turkey, where after weeks of anticipation, people are casting their votes in the second round of the presidential election. They are choosing between President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and opposition leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Erdogan led the first round 2 weeks ago, but was half a point short of an outright victory. Kılıçdaroğlu is now being backed by the small far-right Victory Party. Well, Sami Zeydan is in Istanbul. Sami, you are heading our special election coverage from Turkey. Today is D-Day. There is no turning back. Is it going to be more Erdogan, or is there going to be an upset? Sami, take it away.
That's the big question. And this is our special coverage for a special day, Cyril, as we all know. History being made today as voters went to the ballot box for the first time in this country's political history in the presidential runoff, a second round. Well, the media are banned about talking about anything related to indications of how the poll is going, who's leading. But this is what there is a big focus on at this hour: turnout. And the reports that we got from many polling stations is that turnout is looking healthy. That's a crucial question. Another important indication we can talk about is that the lines seem to be moving quickly, which might indicate we'll get a result earlier than we did in the first round of voting. Well, all of this coming after an intense day of final campaigning yesterday, as Rasul Sardar reports from Ankara.
As campaigning drew to a close, the presidential candidates made their final push to convince voters. Erdogan ended his campaign in Istanbul, where his political career began. Stability and continuity have been the keywords throughout his election campaign. He has promised his supporters a powerful and prosperous country with a more assertive role in the international arena.
This is Turkey's century. We want to make this year's centennial a beginning for a stronger nation based on the solid foundations we have been building for our nation for the past 21 years.
But he is now facing his most difficult challenge. His rival, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, a former accountant backed by a broad opposition, forced Erdogan into a second-round runoff. A rare setback for Erdogan after winning several elections over the last two decades. Kılıçdaroğlu says the vote in the runoff is a referendum on the future direction of Turkey.
For your rights, for justice and the rule of law, there needs to be prosperity in every household. My aim is to bring justice to this country and peace in every household. I want you to be sure of that.
Since assuming the office as the leader of the People's Republican Party, Kılıçdaroğlu has lost several elections against Erdogan. But determined to defeat Erdogan, six opposition parties have joined forces for this presidential election, with Kılıçdaroğlu chosen as their unity leader. But Erdogan led in the first round with 49.5% of the vote, while Kılıçdaroğlu received 44.9%.
Neither President Erdogan nor the opposition leader Kılıçdaroğlu could secure enough votes to win in the first round. That result was expected by many. But the main surprise was the high vote for the nationalist parties. Many now believe they could be the kingmakers in the runoff, and that has forced the presidential candidates to reconsider their election campaign.
To attract the nationalist votes, the mild-mannered opposition leader Kılıçdaroğlu focused his second-round campaign on the anti-refugee sentiments, promising to send home millions of Syrian, Afghan, and Pakistani refugees. "Syrians will go" was one of the main slogans written on billboards. As a result, the leader of the ultra-nationalist Victory Party, Ümit Özdağ, has announced his support for Kılıçdaroğlu. But Sinan Oğan, another ultra-nationalist presidential candidate who came third in the first round, has decided to support President Erdogan in the runoff. The preliminary results will be announced hours after voters cast their ballots. Turkey will either continue with President Erdogan or choose a new leader. But this election will be closely watched, especially by refugees grappling with fear and uncertainty. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Ankara.
So have the intense last-minute campaigns motivated people to come out to the polling stations? One of the issues we can now talk about with Sinem Kosoğlu. She joins us from Üsküdar in Istanbul. And Sinem, you're outside the school where the president will vote later. Take us through the turnout. How's that shaping up there?
Well, Sami, in every election, Turkish president comes and votes here in Istanbul as he is from Istanbul and lives close by. And this neighborhood, I can say, is relatively conservative. Many of them are the ruling party supporter, President Erdogan's supporter. And in the early hours of this morning, people started to come here to cast their ballots. And having checked other schools, having spoken to people, we see that they are... They have an appetite to cast their ballots because this election, the second round, is easier than the first round as people will be voting only for the president. They will be choosing only between two people, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu and Recep Tayyip Erdoğan. This means they don't have long papers that they have to fold and put in the envelope. It is easy for them. That's why we are hearing that when people get inside the classrooms in polling stations, like this behind me, it takes less time for them to finish it. Because in the first round that took place 2 weeks ago, it was taking a long time for people to cast their ballots. They had two papers voting for both the parliamentary members and the president. Now it's easy for them. And we are expecting a good turnout in the second round because this is what we hear about the Turkish votes that came from abroad. Of course, they haven't been counted yet. They will be counted after 5 p.m. local, but the turnout is even larger than the first round, Sami. So many expect people will show their will in the ballot boxes by choosing between long-standing President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan the opposition, and the opposition challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Back to you, Sami.
Indeed. Thanks so much, Sinem Kosoğlu there. This is, as Sinem was explaining, a key election for a key player in global affairs, an election which will play out right across Turkey. Alexei O'Brien takes us through some of the key spots to look out for.
Istanbul, Ankara and Izmir are Turkey's biggest cities. And in the election earlier this month, all the provinces around those cities, here in red, voted for the opposition candidate, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. That's a shift away from Recep Tayyip Erdoğan, who took both Ankara and Istanbul in 2018. But this year, he lost those provinces by about 1 or 2 percentage points. And there was a much wider margin in Izmir. However, it traditionally votes for the opposition. Erdoğan did win, as expected, in the central conservative heartland, here in yellow, his party's support base, but with fewer votes compared to 2018. He also won in 8 of the 11 provinces badly affected by those earthquakes in February. Analysts suggest that's because of the governing party's promise to rebuild the devastated cities. Further southeast is where most of the Kurdish population is concentrated. The main pro-Kurdish party under the Green Left banner threw its support behind Kılıçdaroğlu, and Kurdish voters followed suit. Then there's Western Europe, where the vast majority of the Turkish diaspora lives and its 3.4 million registered voters. About 55% of those cast ballots in the runoff vote. That's even more than in the May 14 election, when 57% of them voted for Erdoğan. And the candidate, who finished third in the first round, Sinan Oğan, won about 5% of votes overall. He has endorsed Erdoğan to win. But it's unclear how Oğan's supporters will vote in the runoff and what that will mean for these two men and their political ambitions.
So in an overcast day here in Istanbul, it's the incumbent who heads into this election with momentum, something of you could frame as cloudy with a chance of continuity. We'll be here all day bringing you updates as the election unfolds. But for now, I'm going to hand you back to Doha.